Let our Lord rule you instead of your past. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. At the end of a year, people tend to get reflective. What happened in the past year, and what might happen in the next? Such reflection can result in people feeling energized or, quite frankly, immobilized. Which are you experiencing today? The importance of deriving our identity from God and not other people cannot be overemphasized in our image-focused, social media-crazed world. When we know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, we know we are God's very own children and heirs to His kingdom, which cannot be shaken. We know He works all things together for good for us who know Him. And nothing, absolutely nothing from the past year or the next can stop His love and ultimate best eternal plan for us. Anxiety melts away in the warmth of Jesus' love. Go ahead and throw down every worry, every care at His feet. Go ahead and mourn and lament when needed, while knowing He cares and comforts like no other. Go ahead and trust Him, knowing He goes ahead of you. Remember whose you are. Remember His character. Remember His love. Remember His promises. He is real. He is near, and He makes all things new. Let go of the past, exerting that control that is wrong on your life. Instead, appreciate the best of it. But don't let the pain of the past rule your present. Instead, give that pain to Jesus. Ask Him to rule and heal and everything. Mourn the worst of it. Learn from it and notice His provisions all along. And then open your heart and hands to Him who loves you and offers Himself to you. Ask Him to help you drop any sin. We all need to ask Him to show us any sin that we've been, excusing, and instead give it up, give it to God, give it to Him, ask Him for forgiveness, and in Christ, you can be forgiven right now. Ask Him to help you stop rationalizing and start realizing His word. That's what we all need to do. He is with you. He is for you. Let's be sure to be for Him and welcome Him to rule in every area of our lives. He is so good in the bad times and the good. Let's love Him back today and every day in the new year. Amen? Again, let our Lord Jesus rule you instead of your past. He makes us new in Christ, and when He returns, He will make all things new. And I am not just talking about this and coming up with nice sentiments. I'm sharing this based on God's word found in the following. Let's take God's word to heart from 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. Isaiah 43:18-21 is a very powerful passage too. Do not earnestly remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it, and will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may set forth my praise, and they shall do it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross in our place, bearing the punishment for our sin and conquering sin and death for us. Help us to live with that in mind and love you and love others. Please help us to share your truth with love. Help us to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength, and love others with your love this year. And thank you so much for offering yourself to us. Please cleanse us and comfort us and use us in every way you want. Pray for all prayer requests, for your best for each one. We pray for all those who are in mourning, for your comfort, for those sick. Please help them to sense your presence in Jesus' name. And we pray also for pastors and churches. Pray for revival and a great awakening. We bless your name together. In Jesus' name, amen.